Hi, we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin for more Let's Get Local. We had a chance to catch up with a good friend and activist and person working hard. That's Sean Fedaplace, who is involved with a Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin and connecting with local businesses all the time, is Sean. And we got a chance to talk with Sean here to get an update on how things are going for local businesses all around the state of Wisconsin.
Is that I'm hearing from a lot of folks who are optimistic because, you know, through the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, healthcare costs should still remain more affordable than they otherwise would have. There's been a lot of good wins recently. Inflation seemed to be rounding the corner on inflation. Hopefully that continues because that's been a big challenge. But staffing continues to be, I think, a really, really big challenge for a lot of small businesses all across the state. Now, it's important to remind ourselves that both unemployment in many parts of our state is sub 3%. And so there just aren't people for a lot of the positions that are available at the moment. No matter how much you raise wages, no matter how much you raise benefits. And so that's a real structural challenge that we're facing as a state. Over a decade of failed policy that has really catered to big business at the expense of small business. Thankfully, inflation supply chain issues seem to be getting better, but there's still these ongoing staffing issues that we're going to have to really grapple with and figure out how do we attract more people to move to Wisconsin.
It's an interesting situation right now dealing with that, of course. And like you said, I mean, businesses are being creative. They're trying to raise wages. They're trying these different incentives to get people out. But like you said, there just aren't the people there. So how do we get more people to be available for that is a huge challenge. I think what we've seen businesses do is kind of make some adjustments. A lot of them saying closing earlier, running shorter hours, those type of things, at least for now, to get through this transition. But hopefully at some point there's people on the other side that want to join your team.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, here in Madison, I'm sitting here next to Fromage Nation. I can smell the cheese wafting towards me at the moment. Wonder State Coffee is a member of ours. And Wonder State's a business that, you know, they provide good wages, they provide benefits, they do all the things that people would expect, but they still have had real challenges. In fact, TJ Simanchin, who's the CEO of the company, he was quoted in a Reuters article just yesterday talking about those challenges. And there really needs to be a public response to make it easier for these small businesses to be able to attract staff. And, you know, there's a few different ways we could do that. Number one, Badger Care expansion with the public option, making it easier for small businesses to be able to have folks have healthcare, and healthcare not being a determining factor of whether or not somebody wants to work for a small business versus a bigger business. We need to make childcare more affordable so that folks have that flexibility and availability to work the hours that the businesses actually need them there. Paid leave, when people, you know, have a kid, or, oftentimes what happens is they have a kid and then they realize the cost of childcare is more than they potentially doesn't make it worth it for them to come and work those jobs. We need to change that dynamic. So there's a lot of different public policy measures that could be taken specifically that would help small businesses be more competitive for staff. And that's something we believe should happen.
Yeah. And you're showing with your work and everything else that's taken place recently here from the federal government too, that government can be of assistance. And that's something that Main Street Alliance, we're talking with Sean Fedaplace from Main Street Alliance. The website is mainstreetalliance.org. But I know the businesses are kind of coming together, but part of that is to say, hey, these are the things we could use help with, and here's where government can assist us to find success.
You know, for us, it's all about how do we build power to make sure that these changes actually happen. And so over the next few months, you know, for the last 2 years, we've grown from zero members to about 600 members now statewide. I believe we'll have closer to 1,000 members by the end of this year. And we're working to engage with the folks who are running for office right now. So in the governor's race with Governor Evers and then businessman Tim Michaels, you've got in the 3rd congressional district race with Brad Paff and Derek Von Orden, and in the Senate race between Senator Ron Johnson and Lieutenant Governor Barnes, we're actually launching candidate questionnaires to all of them, asking them about their positions on issues that impact small business. We'll be sharing that with about 59,000 small business owners all across the state. We are hosting candidate roundtables. We're currently in negotiations with all those campaigns to host a 3rd congressional district forum in La Crosse, governor's roundtables in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, and then a Senate roundtable in the hometown of Senator Ron Johnson in Oshkosh. And we're doing that to provide an opportunity for small business owners to ask questions directly to the candidates on what they would do should they be elected or reelected. And, you know, we're going to take that energy and that enthusiasm that our business owners have and work to prepare for the next state legislative session, which should kick off in January. And we're looking forward to bringing together over 200 small business owners all across the state to get wins on healthcare, childcare, and paid leave, and make sure that we have a state that really prioritizes small businesses and not companies like Foxconn.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, I think the work you guys are doing is so important. Tell me this. So you talked about the incredible growth. What were some of the main issues, or what's a common theme for so many of the businesses that decided to team up with Main Street Alliance to get their voices heard?
They want to see progress in healthcare. Like, that's a big focus for a lot of business owners. They either want to provide it and they can't. They do provide it and it's too expensive. They do provide it, or they themselves are business owners who are uninsured because they can't afford it. So that is a very big issue that tends to catch their attention. They also want to meet other like-minded and similar valued business owners who care about the communities, who have like a really high road idea of how they want to run their business to be a positive force in the community. And they're frankly sick of a lot of the business organizations that pretend to speak on their behalf and really don't. And so finding a place like Main Street Alliance where they can speak and work with an authentic organization really focusing on those Main Street businesses, I think is really appealing. We've worked really hard to provide good information on grant programs and also to make sure that folks, you know, there are issues with those things that we're helping to them navigate that. And then really working to make sure that when, you know, there are challenges, that we work to help them navigate those challenges with state or federal agencies. And so I think the main thing we've tried to do over those last 2 years is be useful and be helpful and be a force for good. And I think now that we have the amount of members that we have, we're going to be much more able to effectively advocate and change policy long term.
That is Sean Fedeplace over at Main Street Alliance. Can learn more about them at mainstreetalliance.org. Second half of the program coming up right after this break. I'm a freak, yeah. But thanks for love.